Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get him, what the heck? Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Always want you part of the solution. I mean that sincerely. Whether I agree with you or not, which shouldn't matter. Whether I agree with you or not, I want you part of the solution because without your input, I don't know what you're thinking. I don't know how you're thinking. I tell my friends all the time, don't discount going to meet somebody and discussing politics or discussing religion. Those two things that used to be taboo to talk about, or actually, I shouldn't say that. Those two things that most people thought were taboo to talk about. Maybe if we talked about them more with each other, it'd be a little different today, don't you think? Really? I do. I think this is great. You know, we're seeing what's happening. And you're watching, I won't say things crumble around you, but you're watching those things around you. You're watching, here's a good one. So I joke about myself on a regular basis being large, because some of you get offended when I say fat, even though I'm talking about myself. You get offended when I say fat. Which, again, I find interesting because it's me. Why do you care what I say about me? And some of you say, well, because, you know, they take that to mean that, you know, we should talk about everybody like that. Well, it's not my headache. It's yours. And listen, here's the other thing. I've always said this. I've said it constantly. I've never stopped saying it. Right? That the bottom line was, if you have a medical condition that keeps you, you know, from losing weight or causes you to gain a lot of weight, I'm not talking about you. And if you don't know that, why is that my problem? No, in all sincerity, why is that my problem? You got to figure it out, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732, you know, 5563. If you weren't so hurt by everything all the time, this would be like a non-issue, right? But now they got these, what are they called? The words that they use, or the words that you can't use anymore, because you're making somebody feel bad. You know, it used to be, we taught our kids that, what was it, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Yeah, I guess that doesn't matter anymore. Really? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Let's see if I can make this thing work. I doubt it, but I'm going to try. I always tend to screw it up the first time. Here, listen to this person. Try to explain, and I do mean try, to explain why fat shaming is whenever you talk about losing weight or anything along those lines. It's just amazing to me. Let's see if I can get this thing to work the first time. I'll be totally surprised if I do. All right, so that's unmuted. Nah, I knew that was too easy. Here, try this one. That one works. Oh, press the button. Let's start it all over again.
So I figured that this question would probably come up sometime soon, just because of the video and the topics that I cover. But let's break this one down. So, intentional weight loss. So you purposely saying, I want to lose 20 pounds. Is that phobic? And you might be like, what? Oh my goodness, I'm not trying to be fat phobic, but you are. You're being fat phobic to yourself. Why do you want to lose 20 pounds? It's probably to fit into something smaller. It's probably so people treat you better. It's probably for all the reasons that fat folks are shamed, simply for being fat. So by continuing to perpetuate that, right, seeking intentional weight loss, we are contributing to our fat phobic society. So that's why intentional weight loss is fat phobic. So I figured that this question would probably come up.
So, I'm sorry. Are you listening? Are you listening to what she's saying? Why do I want to lose weight? Because it's healthier. It's healthier for you. Why wouldn't I want to lose weight? But they don't care about that. They want you to accept everything for what it is, how it is, where it is. No questions asked. They don't want any. Remember, I told you, the book I wrote back in 2016. Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the labels that the left gives you that you easily can deal with. Everybody's afraid to deal with them. I'm not. Let's listen to this again. This is just too good to ignore.
So I figured that this question would probably come up sometime soon, just because of the video and the topics that I cover. But let's break this one down. So, intentional weight loss. So you purposely saying, I want to lose 20 pounds. Is that phobic?
All right. So I want to lose 20 pounds because I want to look good in my pants or shirt. Or it would make me healthier and take some of the stress off my knees and shoulders or whatever. That makes me fat phobic. So I should stay fat? I should stay not wanting to look good? I mean, help me out. We'll do more of this inside the break. Remember, this deserves to be broken down. Be back in a minute.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing
soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. I would love what I'm talking about yourself. Joe Mazzina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you're spending on the air with me. Texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, actually. And the way you do that is you get involved in the conversation. That's how you do it. So you get to start to understand what we're talking about. I'll get back to the video clip that I was playing in a few minutes. During the break, somebody sent me an email. And again, some of you get nuts when I talk about abortion this much, but hey, it's what's in the news. We are one of four nations that allow abortion for any reason at any time. One of four. Think about it. We're in line with the Chinese, and North Koreans. Why would we? Why are we on that list? Right? Other than six other countries that allow abortion on demand after 20 weeks. Singapore, Canada, Netherlands, Vietnam, North Korea, and China. Well, why are we proud of that? I mean, I'm not, you know, seriously.
Certainly.
855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, back at it. So we've got this person that says fat shaming. If you want to lose weight because you want to look better. Now, she doesn't really say anything about the medical portion of it, but I'm going to. We all know that when you overweight, it taxes everything in your body. Muscles, heart, liver, kidneys, knees, ankles. We know this to be true. So why are we fighting it? Why is it bad? It goes back to what I was saying before. They want no normality. Right? Seriously. If you won't date a trans, if you're a male or a female, whatever, and you won't date a transgender, there's something wrong with you. That's shaming. If you're straight and you won't date a gay person, there's something wrong with you. I mean, just listen. We can load up these videos if you want to. There's a whole bunch of them. So they've taken everything that's considered normality and freedom of choice, if you think about it. Whether I date a man, a woman, or a dog, I won't say a dog, but somebody who believes themselves to be a dog. I mean, we just did that story. It's my business, not yours. And again, that's not the way they want it. They want to tell you who to date, what to eat, where to eat. They're trying to shame you for eating meat because they have this plant food that's supposed to be better for you, but it tastes like meat. How many chemicals? I wish somebody could tell me. How many chemicals would it take, or does it take? What process does all those plants have to go through to look like and smell like a hamburger? Come on, think about it. This is common sense. So if you don't put all this together, I got no hope for you. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, let's get back to her because I'm finding this quite amusing. Fat shaming if you want to lose weight to look better. Period. If you want to lose weight so that you look better.
And you might be like, what? Oh my goodness. I'm not trying to be fat phobic, but you are. You're being fat phobic to yourself. Why do you want to lose 20 pounds?
Wait a minute. I'm afraid of myself. See, they've used this phobic word like they do every other word. They've ruined it. It actually has no meaning anymore. It doesn't really mean anything. Just like racism doesn't mean anything anymore. They use it so much for everything and out of context. I don't know how you know whether they're telling you the truth or not. And now again, phobic. Just amazing.
It's probably to fit into something smaller. It's probably so people treat you better. It's probably for all the reasons that fat folks are shamed, simply for being fat.
No. That's not true. I mean, you're looking at a guy that's fat. I want to lose the weight because, yeah, I probably would look a little better. Okay? Yeah, I would fit into those clothes, shirts, and pants that I spent money for that I can't fit into anymore. Yeah, I probably wouldn't huff and puff so much when I went up a flight of stairs. All right, I mean, seriously, we're giving people reasons not to better themselves, no matter what it is. This goes all the way back to the trophies. Everybody gets a trophy, whether they hit the ball or not. From the best ball player to the worst ball player, everybody gets a participation trophy. Here's your trophy for being here. Now these kids go to work and they're not as good as somebody else. And they don't know what to do about it because all of a sudden the other one got a raise and they didn't. You know, look at Elon Musk. I mean, I hope he does wipe out half the workforce of Twitter. if for no other reason to send a message that this stuff is crazy. No longer do you get to get away with anything you want to get away with. Say whatever you want to say when you work for a company. You don't call the shots. And not to be rude, but we don't need you. There are people out of work that are willing to work. Not as many as there used to be, but there are still people out of work that are willing to work.
So, by continuing to perpetuate that, right, seeking intentional weight loss, we are contributing to our fatphobic society.
Yeah. I don't even know where to go with that. I really don't. See, this is that whole thing where, what was the other thing? Slut-shaming. Right? We were slut-shaming if we said somebody was dressed the wrong way or looked different or whatever. I mean, not looked different, but really looked kind of slutty, if you would, for lack of a better term. Well, what does that mean? What does that conjure up in your head? So does that mean now that we have now as a society accepted any way that somebody wants to dress? Right? I mean, I remember my mom always said, you know, girls need to leave something up to the imagination of the male. Well, we already know what you got. But I understood what she meant by that. But today, that's like, oh, that's terrible. You can't think like that. You can't talk like that. You can't put that kind of stuff out there. Well, why not? It's the same thing for boys. That's always the conversation with people. The first thing they always say, what about the boys? Well, who was leaving the boys out? You got to give me time to get to it, right? And then you got the boys that want to walk around so you can see the brand of underwear they have. I don't think so. No, thank you. Right? Pull your pants up. It's a good place to start, anyway. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Show me senior host. Don't go far.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
He had no victories to boast of, and Russian President Vladimir Putin's speech at a V-Day parade in Russia offered no clear pictures of what victory would look like. Instead, Putin tried to portray his invasion of Ukraine as having the same high moral purpose as the fight against Adolf Hitler 8 decades prior. He continued to falsely proclaim that his war is to stop Nazism, even though Ukraine has not acted aggressively against the Kremlin and its president, Volodymyr Zelensky, is Jewish and lost relatives in the Holocaust. The speech was emotional, yet empty of information. The jail official from Alabama accused of helping a murder suspect escape has died. Casey White, the murder suspect, and Vicky White, the jail official, were on the run for more than a week until they were spotted in Indiana. Vicky White, who had shot herself, was taken to the hospital where she died. Casey White has surrendered after a chase. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
All right, boogie on over to your chair. Sit down. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROKE-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part. Be part of the solution. I really so much do appreciate the time you spend with me. I appreciate the time that you spend, you know, going around and looking at some of the stories on my website. Please head up there. Give me some traffic. You can always click the donate button. If you don't want to do anything else. And I'm floored. I know some of you, I don't know if you saw the tweet from Lori Lightfoot. You know, always a bastion of info there. She put out a tweet and she says, "To my friends in the LGBTQ+ community, the Supreme Court is coming for us next." Really? Really? Why? I don't get it. Are we killing you? Are people killing you on a regular basis? At a certain age, from a certain group, or whatever? When, how'd that happen? She goes on to say, "This moment has to be a call to arms. Your people don't want guns. Your people don't have guns. What are your arms going to be? I mean, they're actually going to be your arms? I don't get it." No, seriously. I seriously don't get it. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. You know, and if you want to see what's a good word for this? Ridiculousness. Right? If you want to see the ridiculousness of the left, some of the stuff that they believe. They believe to be truth, and how they play it out. You know, when they talk about burning a place down, when they talk about going after a Supreme Court justice, we get nothing. Mainstream media doesn't cover it. They don't talk about it. They don't do anything. They don't, because not for a second do they want their people to know what's going on. People will start asking questions when you hear comments that others make on the right.
Empower those who act.
those who see the correlation between things above and things
there you go. That always works well. People, people have to understand truly what the... That totally went off of my ear. Almost deafened me. So 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. You know, I'm talking about these lunatics. And the way they see it, they truly believe. You know, you heard Sonia last week. I should say I discounted her because I didn't really discount her. But I just listened to what she was saying. It's impossible. There is no way that these people believe in any way, shape, manner, or form that what they're saying makes sense. Now, it might fit in to their ideology, but I really don't believe for a minute that they think it actually makes sense. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But these people, on a regular basis, make me nuts when they come up with some of this stuff. Head over to the website. Oh, God. There's so much of this stuff going on. I mean, it's just spewing out of a fire hose, really, at this point in time. There was even a call for one of the Supreme Court, a journalist who suggested that conservative Supreme Court justice needed to be assassinated. I want to know why he's not in jail. I want to know why the police didn't show up at his house within minutes. Now, this guy had already been, he already resigned. Already got in trouble for tweets. And so, this guy resigned over what he referred to as unwise tweets. Again went to Twitter to wish death upon Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito. So, interesting real-life trolley problem in America now. Simon Gwynn tweeted, if you had the chance to kill Clarence Thomas and Samuel Alito, the two oldest right-wing Supreme Court justices, you should do it. And then Biden get nominees to replace them. Well, why isn't he in jail? On January 6th, you didn't have half this crap going on. You didn't have people looking to kill other people. And now here you have somebody calling for the death of a Supreme Court justice. Two of them, actually, if you really get down to it. And how come, again, I say to you, why aren't they in jail? Why isn't somebody doing something about this? Why isn't somebody checking into this? Why? Because if the left is okay with it, you're above the law. It's really that simple. To them, it's above the law. Who's going to put them in jail for suggesting something that they're all thinking? They all want, for all intents and purposes. Come on, don't give me that credit. They don't want it. And, you know, and again. Oh, God. I love these stories you guys sent me. They're great. I just can't get to them all. So, last week you saw a bunch of these corporations start to pop up, major ones. And they were going to give their employees, I don't know, what was it? They're going to pick up to $4,000 a piece to, if they had to travel to another state that offered abortion services. You know, like California. And that's the great thing about this. What we should be doing, what I'd like to see happen, is start moving corporations around to where they're more in line with what they believe. You watch what happens. What do you think would happen? If a whole bunch of these corporations came to California because they thought they could get harder working people, things would be more normal. Right? They would be taking care of the young folks. Right? I mean, think about it. If they came here for that, and then they've got to put up with all the EPA stuff that we have over here in California, all the little things that they have to deal with on a regular basis, all of that stuff. I mean, they go broke in a relatively short period of time, the way you have to handle HR issues, the time you have to get people off, You know, somebody, I guess I made a comment a couple of weeks ago about parent leave or you know, after a baby's born. And they were giving dads, I guess, apparently they were giving dads the same amount of time off as they give their moms. And I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, why? You want to talk about the family, and again, somebody's going to get all bent out of shape, but I'm going to say it anyway. But you're talking about a family coming together to help out, right? You're talking about a family being together as in the old days, the old traditional way of doing things. You know, a friend of mine that's been on the show before, he just had a granddaughter. His daughter lives in Washington State. She has no real family around. When she had the baby, grandma decided to go up from California to fly up there and help take care of the baby for a while mom got back on her feet and dad could go to work. Why is that so bad? So dad is, you know, yeah, okay, you want to give him a week off? It's hard on both of us at first. You come home, you've probably been up for a day and a half, 2 days. After all this is said and done, you want to visit mom at the hospital on your way home. I mean, sometimes some of these women go home in a day and a half max. Right? Some women who have C-sections got to be there a little longer. I get it. But to give the guy 3 months off, so the employer now has to hold that job, pay those medical benefits and all that, and then bring in a substitute or a part-time worker to go ahead and fill his slot. How is that okay? Right? This is the fun of building character and building a strong marriage. When you go through things together. Some of you remember these days of you're so poor, you're shaking the couch looking for change to go buy coffee. Right? You go to the grocery store, you look behind you look at the seats, under the seats, behind the seats in your car to find the extra change you got. I'm not joking. You've all been there. Y'all know it. So we see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up in the show.
The World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. You almost hear your host. Always pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of this. You know, with this ruling, it hasn't even come down yet. Right? Everything we see that happened, you know, you saw a New York judge threw out the gerrymandering that the Democrats did. And look, no question about it. We have jerks on our side, too. But it seems like when it comes to voter fraud, when it comes to cheating on ballots, when it comes to a lot of these things, it seems like the left has the market cornered on it. I mean, really. So, it's just amazing to me when we do these things that we don't call them out. Even our friends look and say, your people did this. What do you think of that? Are you okay with that? I'm not saying you get in their face, but a lot of times I'll be sitting there having a conversation with somebody on the left, a friend of mine, and they'll say, I remember, you know, so-and-so did this, and Trump did this, and so, well, wait a minute, Biden's doing this, Kamala Harris is doing that, you're okay with that? It's the same thing. Now, once you have a relationship with these people, when you come up with stuff like that, it hits harder than just being somebody who's yelling at them all the time. Right? So now what they want to do, because they're worried that they're not going to get what they want, they're worried that the court's not going to be on their side, they're back to looking at court packing. And I hate to say this, it's irritating as heck, But where I grew up in Boston, these people seem to feel that they're so enlightened that they can say just about anything. They can get away with just about anything. Take a listen. Come on. You knew that was going to happen, right? Anyway. We'll be... Are we there? Yeah, we're there. Okay. Unmute.
An uneven number to have, like, a break, tiebreaker.
All right, let's try this again. Sorry, people.
It seems like we should have, if we do have more, it should stay an uneven number to have, like, a break, tiebreaker.
Barrett Harvard. Look at... They're at Harvard University in Boston.
Stop what's about to happen, yes.
Now, I want you to care. And again, this is Harvard University. This is Cambridge Square at Harvard University. And these people aren't talking about the rule of law. They're talking about what they feel.
If they can stop what's about to happen, yes.
I would say probably, because I feel like I'm not great at politics, but I think more opinions are better on everything.
I personally don't think so. I think that caused a lot of extra issues. I think it has both a lot of pros and cons. But I think for now, I think with the instability of everything right now, I think it's better to kind of just like keep it the same for now and fix a lot of the other problems.
I want you to think about the one young lady. I'm not good with politics. that is the most irritating thing. Don't laugh about it. Don't laugh about being ignorant. That's number one. Number two, listen to her. The more opinions, the better. So you want to pack the court with 112 people? What do you want to do? Think about what you're saying. You know what I want? I want 9 or 7 or 11... No more. Let's just stick with the 9. I want 9 justices that are well-versed in the Constitution. Not the rule of law as we know it today. In the Constitution. I want them to be able to write it, say it, spell it backwards, the whole 9 yards, and know what the meaning is. I want them to know what our founding fathers had in mind when they wrote to each other. Read the founding fathers' letters. Understand where their heart was when they wrote something. Read the journals that were taking place while they were arguing every one of these amendments, while they were arguing every one of these laws. They're available. Why don't we use them? Seriously. So that's what I want. I also want our kids, our young people, our students, to be properly taught. To really be taught this stuff. Not kind of, sort of. Not a little bit here, a little bit there. No. I know, right? People think I'm nuts now. But I'm sitting here thinking to myself, when somebody says that, no, we need more opinions. No, we don't. It's not opinion-driven. We need more people who know the law. That's what we need. Look, people, we shouldn't be having 5-4 opinions all the time. Split down the ideological line. Right? I mean, seriously. We should be having... 8-1, 7-2, 9-0. Because they don't refer to the Constitution. Very rarely, anyway. Tell me in the Constitution where it says you can and can't do that, specifically. They don't do it anymore. All right. Come on. One more. No, not going to work. There you go.
There's like districts for court stuff, and there's 13 of them. There should be 13 justices, straight up.
What you really need to do is just stop, like, the lifelong appointments, age limits.
I don't know, maybe definitely 12 or so, yeah.
13 districts. Well, who made the districts? Do you guys know what he's talking about? Right? This, you know, Ninth Circuit, he's talking circuit, really, not districts. Right? So the circuits are covered by certain judges. So instead of making the circuits more even, if you would, the Ninth Circuit's humongous. Just humongous. Right? Let's get him in line. I don't care about the rest of it. Get it in line. And then we'll take it from there. But again, when you base it all on feeling, what is that all about? No, seriously. So that means there, if you've got a couple of justices aren't feeling quite good one day, or feeling a certain way, they're going to vote a certain way. Isn't that cool? To get out of bed on the wrong side of the bed, boy, you're in trouble, aren't you? Take a listen.
What we really need to do is just stop, like, the lifelong appointments, age limits.
Okay, they're not lifetime appointments, for one. Yes, they don't run out. There's no time limit, if you would. They could be removed for bad behavior if the Congress would have a spine to do it. Right? I'm not so worried about the age limits here. I think there should be cognitive tests every so often. I don't care if you do it by panel of three, a panel of five, whatever. Can you imagine Nancy Pelosi as a Supreme Court justice? I mean, seriously. Anyway, so there should be something there. And if you want to put time limits in on Supreme Court justices, why stop there? Why not do it with Congress? Would that be asking for too much, you think? Because those people are there till God knows when.
Maybe definitely 12 or so, yeah.
13. The number that we have right now is enough. Definitely keep it an odd number because it's even, then there's no way to break a tie if that happens. So
let's back the cords. Let's stop what's about to happen. Absolutely. I don't know if there's a special magic number.
Yeah, I find that interesting. Yeah, let's back the cords to stop what's going to happen. So we've raised a group of kids. I'm going to call them kids. Too bad. Deal with it. We've raised a group of kids that really truly believe that to get their way, to get things done their way, to be able to have things go their way, they're willing to pack the court. They're willing to do what they need to do. Probably draw, you know, different lines so the right people can get elected in their mind. Right? I mean, when you saw those district lines in New York, my God, it was so obviously drawn to make sure they were all Democrat areas. It was pathetic. Truly pathetic. Not kind of, sort of. I don't know, unless it's truly an uprising of some kind, I don't know if we're going to get back to the point of integrity that our founding fathers had. And they did. Look, you can believe what you want about them. Right? You can believe whatever you want about them. But when you read their writings, you understand they knew what was going on. They knew the issues and the problems that you could have. They knew what men would do if they were left to their own wiles. And they beat their brains out to plug those holes. They beat their brains out to try to make sure that the people would have a voice and be able to have a voice. That's why this whole thing with convention of states is so important. Right? We do have a right. We do have the ability to bypass the federal government and get what we want. I mean, you're talking about bypassing the federal government and SCOTUS with the Convention of States. The states decide how the change to the Constitution is going to be made. It's the best way to go. So we see your host, guys. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. We're here all week. Hopefully you'll join us. Again, God bless. Have a great day.